Well, we meet again. It's just Jackie, coming to you with a new quote, a gentle rant, or maybe a little nugget of wisdom from a girl who spent her childhood nestled at the feet of her elders. Let's see what we have for you today. Okay, let's see what this little gem is for today. It says, it's about leasing versus ownership. It says, God leases what I do to me. That's my job, my career, you know, all the things I do. But God created who I am in me for ownership. That's my purpose. Let me read it again in case you don't want to rewind. God leased what I do to me. That's my job, my career, you know, all the things that I do. That's where you get those titles from. But God created who I am in me for ownership. That's my purpose. Now, the key about this leasing versus ownership is there's nothing wrong with either. Sometimes you got to lease something from time to time, but there are other times you need to own something. Sometimes the best option is leasing for this particular thing or this particular season in my life. And sometimes I need to own this particular thing for this particular season in my life. So the key is making sure I'm leasing what I do, not trying to own it. I don't need to own a job. I don't need to own a career because they change. I might change jobs. I did once in my life. I might change careers. I did once in my life. When it comes to purpose, that's owning it. You have to own your purpose just as I own my purpose. That is what is not going to change. My purpose, what was created on the inside of me, whether I recognize it, walk in it, do it or not, does not negate the fact that it's still in there. So you might not be walking in your purpose, but it doesn't mean the purpose isn't in you. You just need to take ownership of it so you can move forward in it. Maybe you think you need to go talk with somebody about it. You know, when you want to go buy a vehicle, you might not have all the cash to just go buy it. So, you know, we lease, you know, we have a car payment, whatever the case may be. But when it comes to purpose, there's no person on earth I need to go to about it. I can talk with my creator about it, but I don't need to go and get permission from you. I don't need you to co-sign my purpose. I don't need a, you know, second name on the application for my purpose. I don't, because the purpose that's created in me is about me, for me. Now, will other people benefit from it? Absolutely. But the ownership of it is me. That's mine because it was for me, created in me. So let's not lease, rent our purpose. Let's make sure we're owning it. Because when you're leasing it or renting it, you know what you think? You think you got to deal with another person about it. Own it because it's yours. Until next time, don't allow the world or others to define you. Your creator has already done a perfect job of that. Be just who you were purposed to be. Bye.